If there are any questions or comments, inshallah, we can take them. Even when they tell the truth, even when they happen to be truthful. Now, what does this mean? That sounds like a contradictory statement. Mm-hmm. Now, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, what they're trying to convey is that, and there's a difference of opinion. Some scholars say that the positioning of the stars does have an effect on the psyche of the human being. But it doesn't necessarily give you accurate information of future events. You know, sometimes people, they want to look at the positions of the constellations to receive information about the occurrence of future events. Ahlul Bayt say they are liars because they don't have that knowledge. Meaning, it's all based on probability and randomness. So even if they happen to get it right, it's not because they actually have a legitimate science. It just means that they happen to be right. Not because they actually have knowledge. It's just, you know, when you're always predicting the future, you know, that's why fortune tellers, you know, they make their statements so general and they say so much. And then when finally they get something right, they say, see, I told you, it's because of the positioning of the stars. That's why Ahlul Bayt, they say, كَذَبَ الْمُنَجِّمُونَ. The astrologists, they're liars. Even if they happen to be truthful. That's random. It's not because they actually have understood the nature of that science. So if we assume that it is an actual science, they don't have that knowledge. Only awliyaullah have this knowledge. And if there's no such thing, then again, it's a guessing game. It's pure conjecture.
So when it says talks about the stars falling, could that also be a reference to the stars collapsing on themselves when they die, or is that going to be different?
Now, if you look at what the ulama of tafsir have said, some of them have said that this could be one of the, you know, indicators of the coming of the Day of Judgment. Because if you look at the Quran, there are verses where Allah speaks about these cataclysmic changes that will happen. The collapse of the universe as we know it, which signals the end of this temporal world and the beginning of the hereafter and the Day of Judgment. However, if you look at the flow of the verses, if you look at the context of the verses, the siyaq, it seems that the qasam, the oath, is related to what comes after. Because after Allah swears by the stars setting, there's a conversation about the Quran. Now, it could be that Allah is issuing a warning that the Day of Judgment is coming. One of the signs of the Day of Judgment is the collapse of the cosmos, the falling of the stars, and therefore those who rejected the Quran and the Prophet, they have to, you know, prepare for a severe punishment. That could be, that is plausible. But, you know, I favor the interpretation that scholars have given, that it's a symbolic reference to the Quran, because the conversation that follows this qasam revolves around the Quran. But again, you know, these interpretations are not mutually exclusive. So it's not that one is right and everything else is wrong, because the Quran has layers, has many different layers of meaning. So Allah can be conveying multiple meanings and ideas in the same ayah and the same phrase.
Thank you.
Sheikh, does this ayah, one najmi idha hawa, but the star when it goes down, does it has any significance to do with the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when the star came down to his house when the star descended? This is not related to that.
No, I haven't seen. I honestly have not seen any hadith where that is. Are you talking about the Radd al-Shams, where the sun was returned?
No. I'm talking about the star coming down, as an indication. The star coming down to the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's been selected as a spouse, as a kufr for Fatima salamu alayhi alayha.
We have a hadith, for example, in Tafsir al-Burhan, by Al-Allama al-Bahrani, which is a tafsir by a very prominent Shia scholar, where he doesn't give his tafsir. He collects the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt. Some of them are credible, some of them are reliable, some of them have weak chains. But the hadith, what you mentioned, is actually a hadith where there was a star, and I would have to look at the sanad. I don't know about the authenticity, but this hadith does exist where this was one of the signs that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is and has been selected as the Khalifa and the Wasi of the Prophet. That the star, that this Nur descended into the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and that was a miracle and an indication that he will be the one who carries the torch after the death of the Holy Prophet. So there is a hadith to that effect.
Okay. Sheikh, does this pilgrimage mean does this also relate to, when they had, differences when the ayah was revealed to the Messenger of Islam, that all the doors of the other Sahaba should be closed to the masjid, except the door of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then they were all very upset about the whole this, and then they tried to, defy and argue with the Prophet, and then I think it's in one of the hadiths now, I don't remember very well, that the Prophet says that, yes, we'll wait for the decision of Allah, and then the star descends on the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then the door of the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam was open to the Masjid al-Nabawi.
Yes. In fact, this hadith, when you read it, you would think that this is something that probably only the Shias report in their books. But what you mentioned, and because of the time limit, I wasn't able to share all of these ahadith. Otherwise, it's going to take a very long time to finish Surat An-Najm.
Yes.
But what you mentioned is actually, it's mentioned in the hadith literature, and also there are some Sunni scholars that have mentioned that this was a way of Allah honoring Amir al-Mu'mineen, where all the other doors were commanded to be shut, because, people, they're in a state of janabah, and you can't be in the mosque of the Prophet or any mosque when you're in a state of janabah. But the house of Ali and Fatima is permitted to remain open, because they are the epitome of both physical and spiritual purity. And the descending of the star in their home, again, was an indication and a way of highlighting their unique status among all the other companions. This is also mentioned in the Hadith.
Did you not say this was a Meccan surah? And the incident she mentioned, that's from the Medina.
Now, there's a difference between sababun nuzul and ta'wil. So an ayah of the Quran could be revealed in Mecca, but there could be something that happens and the Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt, they refer to this ayah as one of the manifestations of that ayah. I'll give you an example. Abu Lahab was the uncle of the Prophet. Abu Lahab rejected the message of the Prophet. Allah reveals, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab, condemning him almost prophesizing that he will never believe. When did we fully understand Surah Lahab? When it was revealed or when he died? When he died, meaning it was revealed at a specific time, but when did we understand this? When did this really, this prophecy become fulfilled? When he died, because he died on kufr. Because if he were to believe, he would have nullified the surah, the message of the surah. So Surah Lahab is an example where a surah is revealed, but the prophecy of that surah is delayed for a later time. So this could be an example of that.
Mm-hmm.